I'm Calvin Tompkins. I'm a staff writer for the New Yorker magazine and the biographer of Marcel Duchamp. And Marcel Duchamp, who for most of the century was hardly known at all, has emerged during the latter part of the 20th century as one of the most important and perhaps the most influential artist of the century. I first met Duchamp in 1959, and I was then working as a young reporter at Newsweek with no knowledge of art, and I was asked to go and interview him. He was certainly the most charming individual I had ever met in my life. My questions were mostly pretty dumb, and he managed, in a way that I still don't understand, to make them sound intelligent. He could talk on any level to anybody, and his mind was so quick and so alert and so humorous that he turned everything into a sort of delightful kind of game. He seemed to become more charming, more delightful every time I talked with him. And so I kept up with him more or less for the last 10 years of his life. Nobody visited his studio except his wife. He had this totally private room on 14th Street that there was a walk-up. There was no elevator. The few people who did visit there had the impression that he was not working, because there was nothing in the room but a table with a chessboard on it. He was a passionate chess player and a very, very good one. And they assumed he spent most of his time working out chess problems. But there was another room behind that that nobody ever saw, in which for the last 20 years of his life, he was working on a major installation in secret. And it was not revealed until a year after he died. It is now in the Philadelphia Museum of Art in a room all by itself. And at first glance, it looks totally empty. There's no window. It's rather dark. But then you notice that there's a doorway on one side, an old wooden door, ancient-looking wooden door. And as you walk up to it, you find that there are a pair of peepholes just at eye level in the door. Through the peepholes, you see a brick wall, but the brick wall is torn down in part. And through the hole in the brick wall, you see this extraordinary female nude, extremely realistic. She's actually made of pigskin, lying on her back on a bed of dried and dead branches and twigs, holding up in one arm an old-fashioned gas lamp. And the background is, once again, an extremely realistic landscape of hills and trees and a lake from which mist is rising. And in the distance, a little waterfall that sort of sparkles in the sunlight. And this is so shocking, that the sight of this naked woman is so shocking in this particular setting that some people are stunned. They sort of quickly walk away. But Jasper Johns has described this as the strangest work of art in any museum, and I think it's true. It's an absolutely indelible sight once you see it. You will never forget it, because as with everything else in Duchamp, what you see is only the beginning. It leads the mind to work on its own. It's infinitely suggestible and infinitely shocking and infinitely humorous and very strange.